Torah is describing Vidui Mais. Torah tells us that Pesach of the fourth year and then of the seventh year after we have completed the cycle of Meister, which is that in the first and second year there's a Meister Rishon that's given to Levim, and there's Meister Sheni that's brought to Yerushalayim that we eat the Tahara in the third year, and in the sixth year, which is a year Torah calls Shnat HaMaaser, as if there's only one Meister, because you have Meister Rishon, the Shlishis and the Shishis, you have Meister Rishon, and instead of Meister Sheni, you give Meister Ani. Shnas HaMaaser is the year of the Meister Rishon, because instead of taking of your product all the way to Yerushalayim and eating it to Tahara, the Meister Sheni, substitute is Meister Ani. All of these Meisters, in the Pesach of the fourth year and then of the seventh year, you have to do a Vidui and say, all of that which I had set aside to give, I gave. And that's the meaning of Biyazdi HaKodesh Minabayim. I got it out of the house and gave it and distributed everything. So Biyazdi specifically is Meister Sheni, Gam Nisatid Lelevi, Meister Rishon, Lager Liyasim V'Lamonu, Meister Ani. Kachol Mitzvot Hashem to be sung exactly as you commanded. Svasem has asked a very obvious question. The beer maestris, make sure that it's not in your home anymore, is not the Iker Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to take the Maestro Rishon and give it, to bring the Maestro Sheni and eat it to Tahari in Yerushalayim. Yet the Torah is making such a big deal out of, I cleaned out my warehouse. Yeah, you know, and I know it happens to be Erev Pesach, so, you know, if it would be talking about beer chametz, I would understand talking about biyarti hakodesh merabai, but it's not beer chametz; it's beer meisers, and it's not really the ikra mitzvah is the giving of the meiser. Not that I didn't fail to give it, but the lashon is biyarti hakodesh merabai. Yesh lahavin da hamitzvah hanesina v'kayin v'alevi v'ein ikra mitzvah habir merabayis kimuva. Point is what you give, not to say, and I didn't leave anything in the house. Back in the barn or the storage, v'yesh lema. There's a big idea being spoken about here in the Torah. Ki haproshes truma umaiser liyos nitin chelik legevaya. The point is that there's in our things, in our product, holiness, and in order to really bring out the holiness, you connect it to Hashem by giving to the kohen or the levi, doing a mitzvah with it now. Lifts up the whole. Umafrish Horatius. Lashem Yisbarach. Bikurim. Truma. And then Meiser. Always from what's Horatius. You get that which is, meaning, most important, most definitive. The first is given up to Hashem. Ba'al Yidei Zeh. But by giving up that Horatius, Nimshach HaKol. Achanakuda HaPni. Remember, everything is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is continuing to exist because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's here, and it came out of the ground, and it's for me to be able to eat because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being literally in every morsel and in every molecule of the food. When I give it up to the Kohen and the Levi, what's left now is literally what we call Shirayim. But it's Shirayim that came from, and that produced by, the mitzvah that I just did. So the mitzvah that I just did, even though what's left is chulin for me to use any way I want, but since it was a part of that mitzvah, it was connected to what I gave up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of it is now uplifted, all of it is elevated. You know, the idea ultimately is that in everything in this world, ever since Chet Etz Hadas, everything has in it a mixture of Tayyib and Ra. And the point of doing a mitzvah and giving up some of it and saying, this is Truma, this is Meiser, this separation is a tikkun of the Chet Etz Hadas. So when you have substance with which the Tikkun Chet Etz Hadas has been accomplished, yeah, it's chulin for me to do it as I wish, but it's been uplifted because I did this mitzvah, that's the Tikkun for that Chet in which everything is Be'erivuvia, everything I eat, even my Achila is imperfect because my Achila is gluttonous, my Achila is because I'm hungry, my Achila is because it tastes good. But once I've done a mitzvah with it, uplifted this ma'achal, this chulin, and I've elevated it. And that's because now it is connected to that nekuda hapnimius that's so holy. V'chein b'chlal ha'adam. He says, that's not just in our food, in everything, in our lives, and most importantly, our minds. Tzarech loseit ha'chochma u'mayach sheberoish. We have to dedicate our mind, our consciousness. Mayach is mayachin of consciousness. Mayachin of godless is consciousness where we are expansive and where we say, I'm with Hashem now. What am I thinking about? What does Hashem want me to think about? How are my thoughts joined with Him? That's called Hisremimus. Because the Mayach Shebereish, Hisremimus v'ha Reishis Sheba Adam. Reish is called the head, because Reishis, that's the first and foremost part of what defines man, his mind, and how he uses it. So, who is Hashem? Has to be dedicated to Hashem. In other words, and what he's about to say is very pointed. My thing of gashmiistic kinds should be done because I have to do that. If it's a Dvar Rishus that can be elevated, then in a chinami, then it becomes a tikkun of the guf. But most of what I need to do is concentrate on the sikhli and the mevatel, the guf. This separation, where I concentrate on the ruchni, I am mevatel and diminish in stature my relationship to the physical, that's what Hafrashis Trumas and Maestris is a mushal, is an example of. Hafrashis Trumas and Maestris is an example of saying, what do I concentrate on? The Kadosh, the Rikudim, the Truma, the Maestr, says the Slasemis. That's just an example of how I lead my life. I lead my life by saying, the Holy, the Torah, the Mitzvahs, everything else, okay, cool. And how does everything else gain a higher quality? By my doing that. Just like in the case of Trumas and Maaser. What's left over, he says, as he was taught by the Zayda, by the Chiddush Yerim, what's left over is now elevated because the mitzvah was done with it. The same thing in life. If a person says, my whole life is dedicated to what's Kadosh, and I'm mefatel, my guf, and choner, physicality, to the greatest extent that I can. But that's the catch. To the greatest extent that I can. Whatever is left over, and all the activities that are physical activities, but because they are done, the way they are done, with my oomph and my mayach, my higher consciousness being dedicated, how can it be done l'shem shamayim? Everything, how can it be done l'shem shamayim? And if it's just something so placidly inert, that I can't say, well, I have to go someplace for a very material reason. I'm sent to the store to buy something. Well, God, by the way, if it's going to be for a Shabbos meal, that's a very, very important set of steps that I'm taking, walking to the store to buy something for Shabbos. And if I'm very serious. If somebody is sent to the store, we should be all zeicha. Our Rebbetzin should send us to the store for something for Shabbos. And you're going to the store for something for Shabbos. You can do it one of two ways. Oh, I got to take care of it. Or you can say, I am taking care of something for Shabbos Kodesh. I'm going to buy something for Shabbos. Every step is, because now, where am I? I'm with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and I'm preparing for Shabbos. That's where I am. And that's where and now my goof and my steps and my reaching into my pocket to pull out my credit card and handing it to the machine and going, you know, everything is now being done with this higher consciousness. But even those things, even if it's a Tuesday. So, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to do it because it's something necessary. I have to eat. I don't eat Kalil, I won't be able to be an Eved Hashem. So I have to eat. But that's the limit. That's all. But my mind is on my Torah, my mind is on my Avodas HaKodesh. When one lives that way, then the physical body and the physical actions are like chulin after somebody has given Trumas and Maaser. They're uplifted because the rest of the person is dedicated to what's holy. That bitul haguf ultimately raises the guf. Because the other side of the coin, bitul haguf, is, well, what am I not mevatel? Kedusha. If I'm mevatel, the guf, it's the same person. We're not Salila dealing with, you know, a schizophrenic. So a person who consciously is mevatel, is guf, is elevating, is neshama. That causes the guf to be part of the process. And the process is of a one whole person, the guf is also uplifted. That's what he's saying. That's the meaning of biyarti akadosh. Biyarti akadosh min habayis is, what's the most important bias? The person himself, the whole person is one big bias. Biyarti akadosh min habayis, he says, is an example, the Trumas of Maisis are an example, that's supposed to show us in our lives that we say, I took care of what's kadosh first. I emphasized and concentrated my mind and my consciousness on my avodas Hashem as much as I could and as much time as I could and in all actions in which I was active. In what I was doing it with Hashem on my mind because I was dedicating the kodesh and concentrating on the kodesh and separating it from the chol in my life. And that's the art of kodesh minavayis. Let's see it inside on the, in a few, let's skip a few lines. He just says, I'll pick it out. He says, that's the pshat in the pasuk in next week's parasha, Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu V'Anigul Esplanu U'Levaneinu. Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu literally means that because Baruch Hu only alone can know what's happening in Klal Yisrael, V'Anigul Esplanu U'Levaneinu L'Asayis. We have to do, and we have to do with responsibility for each other, with our Eivus, and what we can't see, we can't know, we can't be held responsible for. That's the literal, simple pshat in the pasuk. But it also means Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu, the Nistaris within our own lives. Meaning, the part of me that's most nister, which is my neshama and my mind, I should dedicate them consciously, l'Hashem Elokeinu. That's hanistaris, the part of me that you don't see, the mind that's most important, should be dedicated, l'Hashem Elokeinu. Then the niglois will also, the body, the visible physical body, will also come along with the mind and become uplifted as a result. That's how I live. So let's see it inside. Three lines from the bottom on the right hand side. A purely gashmius action, even if needed, don't invest our consciousness and concentration into it. Our minds should be dedicated to Hashem. If things that are purely gashmi, even if they're necessarily done, because they have to be, exit of human life. But don't concentrate, don't put your whole neshama into it. Then, because you've left that most important part of you, which is like the truma, the reshus of your existence, for kedusha. Then the rest of your kedusha, or the rest of your existence, or the rest of your being, comes along with, and is uplifted along with that, like you are a great, wonderful bounty of crop, where what's special is dedicated as it should for mitzvah. What's left and now called chulin is also very special because of the dedication of that part which was given over.
When you're working for somebody else, surely the rest is not telling us. When you're working for someone else, you should just and not really thinking so much about what you're doing.
Yeah. No, you should. If you're working for someone else, then Adarabba, there's a huge mitzvah to be doing everything erech, to not be concentrating on even thinking about other matters if it's going to cause that your work is not 100% as good as it would be had you had yourself concentrating on what you owe your boss. That's a very erech person is doing what he has to do. That's the famous misunderstood Rabbi Shaul Salant about Chanoich, who was sewing shoes and putting, he was a sandler. And with each stitch, he was being meyachid, he was being causing yichudim, holy yichudim to happen, meaning putting together the world with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and bringing Hashem's yichud avoyre to inhere in all things. So one interpretation that supposedly said by the Yisrael Salanta is he did each stitch that it should be a good, solid stitch that the customer should have a shoe that was honestly and correctly constructed. That's also avodas Hashem. Yeah, true. But then that's already using the guf and the gashmias for a very positive purpose. But that's again a conscious effort that's made. Okay, Indian Zach Kostov, he says legabe Shabbos, that a person, I'll speak it out, a person who is doing everything on Shabbos with such kedusha. Now he uses his physical body to do many physical things, like eating and drinking and enjoying the Shabbos. And the body gets uplifted through that process. Even though where the Shabbos really happened? Through rest, through not doing malacha, and through the ruchniistic changes that happen to us on Shabbos. What happens to us on Shabbos? We have a neshama yisera. Can you see the neshama yisera? The physical guf doesn't seem to change on Shabbos, but it does. If we dedicate our spirit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, without seeing it, our physical bodies are also uplifted. V'zeh yesh leimar, if we look at the seventh line, beginning of the line, v'zeh yesh leimar b'yarti HaKadosh, that's b'yarti HaKadosh. Biur is a lashon of havara, where something is burnt up. By knowing and remembering, my physical activities are not the ikar, they're not closest to Hashem. They're far away. But where am I? I'm with Hashem. He keeps his mind and his consciousness on Hashem. That strengthens Kedusha. So much so, because he dedicates consciously his good working mind and consciousness to be with Hashem, to care and understand the will of Hashem, purposes of Kedusha, there, where Chochmah belongs, it accomplishes so much, bringing me my entire self to Hashem. It causes even the most gashmistic activity that he has to become lit up and uplifted. Because it's true, the gashmius in our lives is a tafa, but it's happening and being done by the body, along with the ikur. So if I have a strong ikur, and my ikur is my mind, and my avodas hakodesh, all the tefillin, everything that surrounds that ikur, so biarti hakodesh, I make sure to keep my mind and my consciousness on what's most important and what's holy. That's the Arti HaKadosh. And as a result, my whole life, and that's truly the way it is, for a Yid whose entire being is uplifted, even though there are so many things we have to do that are so mundane, but in Yid, for a Yid, it can be very mundane, because the emphasis of the Yid and the oomph of the Yid is Kodesh, the mundane along with everything that's Kodesh is uplifted. Okay, so this is basically a description of being Vivakal the Guf, as much as possible. In the middle of it, we talked about, however, doing an honest day's work and doing labor with Shem Shemayim. That's already a different area. That's called this bitul aguf, where to whatever extent I can, my physical and my physical pursuits are set aside. And there are other activities that we necessarily do. And mitzvahs maisiyos are all tikkun aguf. Now, he says a fascinating thing in answer to a question that has always bothered us about the Dor Deah. The great generation of the Midbar. Why weren't they Zorcha? To be much nobler than they were, and made to Usin that they made, and ultimately weren't Zorcha to come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, on his last day of life, addresses those who will and were fortunate enough to actually enter Eretz Yisrael, very end of this week's parsha, and he says to them, you know, until now, you didn't quite have that which it would take to be able to be mekabel Torah, perikoptes pasigim. But when Nasan Hashem lachem leiv ladas, he didn't have the heart to know. Inayim lora, the eyes to see, inayim lishmo, the ears to hear. Ad hayom hazeh, till this day. Now you can receive the full Torah. And Moshe had written up all of the Torah and presented it to Chal Yisrael. Rashi says, Oysa hayom shenasan Moshe sefer haTorah lebnei Levi, and all the other Levim, all the other Shvatim said, how about us? You can't just give it to the Levim. It's ours too. Moshe was so pleased, and he made sure to write the Sefer Torah for all of Klal Yisrael, for each Shevet. Now, Arayim Hazeh. So we know, yes, it could take 40 years for a Talmud to be Omid al-Das Rabbi. That's why it took 40 years for the Yid in the Midbar to finally be able to take everything they could take from Teres Moshe. But really? They're talking about Yid, most of whom were... many of whom were at Har Sinai. They were at Mount Torah. And the Torah says, the Nusin Hashem Lachem Leib Ladas, Meinayim Liras. They're called the Dor Deah. That's the name of the door. It's called the door of that holy knowledge. And you tell me that they didn't have Leib Ladas, Meinayim Liras? So he makes a fantastic deal. Let's see it inside. On page 198. Tafkei Shalom Adal. The Kasha. Kidor HaMidbar Hu Dor Deah. Shamdu al Har Sinai. Right? It says in the pasuk earlier in the Tanim, Ponim, the Ponim, Dibur Hashem, Yimachem, Moshe. So what do you mean they had no legs, Ladas? They had no Das? Ach, Leksid, Leinosim, Lechem, Das. Look carefully at the pasuk. Does it say that they didn't have Das? No. It says they didn't have legs, meaning they were missing something in the physical realm, or the physical realm wasn't graced yet. Rak HaKelim, Leib, Einayim, Voznayim. That's what was missing. Meaning, ki bavadai ki shomdu al harsinai hoyu kamoi beli guf. They had das, they had such holiness, they were without even, or as if they had no guf. Kamoi shekosav nafshi yotze bedabroi. They literally fainted or died each time a dibur came forth from Shemai. Ve'en mamish dar deya beli guf. That's what they were. Dar deya, ki ilu they had no guf. You know what that means? They were never metaken. They were never given the challenges nor the opportunities to fully be metaken their goof. They're living in a midbar. Mun is supplied. Nanim are taking care of them. There's no working the ground, doing the mitzvahs, maisis, living what we call normal life with each facet of our physical work and the body parts with which we do that work being redeemed and uplifted through mitzvah. They didn't have that opportunity. He says, the tikkun haguf nitin livnei Yisrael kishenichnesu le'eretz. The meaning of this pasuk in our parsha, v'leinos nashchem leiv ladas inayim liroi says inayim lishmoi, is the pshat that your physical body parts were never completely spiritually actualized because you didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. You lived in a midbar, miraculously cared for. So things you did not change and elevate your physical body. The klal is Shakadosh Baruch Hu Nosan Levnei Yisrael Shtei Eilu Hadvarim. These two things: Torah Hakdoshah, the Torah which is Melamed Esvaldam Das. That's Das. That's Har Sinai. That they had so much so that they even fainted or passed away because they were all Das when they had the Nevuah of hearing Hashem's words at Sinai. That's one. Eich Lotzeis Mechaymer Haguf. Exit and leave the guf behind, like the piece we saw before. I'm completely in the battle of the guf. But then, there's real life, normal life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives us, besides Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Ubeis HaMikdash, which is the height of Kedusha, and where acts of holiness are performed in Eretz Yisrael. Ubeis HaMikdash, He, Lekarev HaGashmias, V'chomer HaGuf Gam. Two parts to a yid that he has to have. Das, which is as much as possible, only does. That's the beat of HaGuf, what we learned about. We spoke about earlier. And how about, but we're Gufni, and we have to live in a real world. Tikkun HaGuf. Beat of HaGuf on the one hand, Tikkun HaGuf. Beat of HaGuf as much as possible. And then after that, Tikkun HaGuf. You know, it's a fascinating thing. There are, Gemara in Brachas says that there are two things that appear in Pesukim with Hashem's name on either side of them. Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Gimel. The Beit HaMikdash and Das. Kael Deyos Hashem, Shmuel Aleph. And Mochan the Shibzucha Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kamei Midah. Says Rabbi Eliezer, those are the two things where you have Das and Mikdash, and on either side, Hashem's name. Now we understand why. The Maral in Nisiv HaTerah Yidala talks about this as well. Because Das is only Das. As much as you can, the bitul haguf. And then for the rest of your guf existence, tikkun haguf. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash stands for. The Beis HaMikdash stands for lifting up and elevating the physical world in its entirety. Certainly, physical acts of Klal Yisrael. L'yos chibur ha-neshama v'haguf bi'achad. Bringing together the neshama and the guf together to achieve as much shleimus as the neshama and the guf can achieve together. And that's why it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Kisavoratem in Vayikra, Yotes. He's telling them, you're going to have to plan, but that's a wonderful thing. Vizet Tikun HaGuf. But it was Chasalehem Kodim Biasa. That's what was lacking. This explains what happened to the Dara Mitzvah. Because it's always a question we have to ask ourselves. These were such holy people. What went wrong with the Dara Hadeya, Dara Day in the Midbar? And the answer is, Mitzvahs Maisi kind of guf didn't have. So, we don't have a base on Mikdash, but at least Das, we have to be Mekayim. And all the mitzvahs that we do, we should do with such mindfulness as to lift up and elevate our physicality as well. And that way, would be Mekayim, what Das stands for, which is as much as possible, only Kedusha. Be'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. Right? The Bitul HaGof. But when we live, doing mitzvahs particularly, and doing things with the right consciousness, Tikkun HaGof as well. Shabbos. Sorry. I'm allowing